بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ان هذا يوم عيد جعله الله للمسلمين فمن جاء الجمعه فليغتسل وان كان عنده طيب فليمص منه وعليكم بالسواك حضر ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما reports that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said indeed this is the day of Eid, the day of Jumu'ah is the day of Eid, the Eid of the week, and we should treat it like an Eid insofar as how we prepare for the Eid and look forward to it. Similarly, the Jumu'ah we should prepare well in advance and we should look forward to it. And we know that in Islam, Eid is not just a mere celebration, it is ibadat, offering thanks to Allah. So our schedule is not a party. Rather, our schedule is a schedule of ibadah, increasing in ibadah, durood, salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recitation of the Quran and Majid, nawafil, salah, coming early to the masjid. So this is how a Muslim should prepare for this day of celebration. And why not? That we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His favors. And in particular, they say the Jumu'ah is an Eid in celebration of the ability to perform the 5 daily salah the entire week. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can understand it in this way. There will be Jumu'ah in this world, there will be Jumu'ah in the Akhirat as well. And it is hoped that those people that honor the Jumu'ah of this world and fulfill all the different prerequisites, conditions, and adab and manners and etiquettes and sunan, that inshaAllah Allah Ta'ala will bless them also with great honor in the Akhirat, in Jannat with that Jumu'ah as well. So Allah Ta'ala has made the day of Eid, the day of Jumu'ah, the Eid for the Muslims. And also to note, as we hear often over and over again, and we read the hadith also some time ago, that the day of Eid, the day of Jumu'ah is even more virtuous than the day of Eid. So more so, we should be affording attention to the day of Jumu'ah. Despite it coming every week, but we should be affording that attention to the day of Jumu'ah. So Allah Ta'ala made it for the Muslims. For man ja'a al-jumu'ah, so that person that comes to the Jumu'ah salah, then he should do a few things. You find, unfortunately, because maybe the Jumu'ah salah comes every week, many have become complacent and relaxed with regards to the Jumu'ah salah. You find a man will miss his Jumu'ah salah, but he'll make sure he performs his Eid salah. Once or twice a year, he is performing his Eid salah. Now the Eid salah is not fard, it is wajib. So in terms of the status also, we find the Jumu'ah Salah has a greater status. It is compulsory, it is fard for those that are in the cities to perform the Jumu'ah Salah. But the person is missing the Jumu'ah Salah. And furthermore, after the Jumu'ah Salah, immediately rushing out of the masjid as if we were in prison and now we need to escape. Last in, while the khutbah is on, after the khutbah is on, and the first out. So this is not how we should show appreciation for this day that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. The history of Jumu'ah has a very rich history and very, very beautiful ahadith regarding the day of Jumu'ah, how we came about, the purpose of Jumu'ah, what transpired, etc. So we should honor the day of Jumu'ah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. فَمَنْ جَاءَ الْجُمُعَةِ, that person that comes to Jumu'ah, number one, فَلْيَغْتَسِلْ, let him take a ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah. And such a ghusl, not just bathing. Person says, I had a bath. Bathing according to the sunnah, ghuslul janaba, how a person takes a ghusl for janaba, fulfilling all the sunan. Wa in kana indahu thibun falyamassa minhu, that person that has some fragrance, then he must use that fragrance for the day of Jumu'ah. Here also the ulama say, such a fragrance that doesn't irritate other people, doesn't offend other people, doesn't cause people to sneeze and to have itches in their throat, for example, ethers have this effect. So a person should be conscious of this. So you should use this ether. And wa alaykum biswak, and a person should use the miswak. The miswak is a separate sunnah of the day of Jumu'ah. So a person should take care of his hygiene and make sure he comes to the Jumu'ah salah clean and prepared according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In addition to this, we would like to mention that unfortunately, it's so sad that many are not clipping their nails also. Many people are not clipping their nails, their fingernails, their toenails, and we should observe our children also. This is my personal complaint, that this is a simple, basic etiquette, but many people are not fulfilling it. So what to say about the armpit hair and the hair below the navel? Are people observing this? So we should be conscious of this. Make sure we impress upon our children these basics of personal hygiene. When it comes to the moustache also, that the moustache must clear the lip, it must be above the lip, it must be trimmed. Those that want to shave the moustache, very good, shave the moustache, no problem. Those that want to trim the moustache, but it must be above the lip. So there must not be neglect in these regards. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.